During a lull in the fighting, soldiers of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division are doing maintenance on their vehicles, cleaning their weapons, and catching up on a little sleep. In the background is the sound of U.S. artillery firing north to kill, or as the Army puts it, soften up Iraqi forces closer to Baghdad. While the artillery and air attacks try to break the Republican Guard's will to fight, Iraqi Army forces continue to hold defensive positions around the central Iraqi city of Najaf, NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
Around Najaf, a dwindling number of Iraqi holdouts, Ba'ath Party militia and Fedayeen fighters are still firing mortar and shoulder-fired rockets while U.S. troops keep a close eye on their every movement.
Roger, 15 to 20 commandos, vicinity hospital. There's a house built across the river, left-hand side, specifically for Saddam, believed to be harboring Fedayeen individuals. Over.
Captain Larry Burris is commander of Charlie Company, 315th Mechanized Infantry. He's gotten only a few hours of sleep a night since crossing the Kuwaiti border with his troops 11 days ago.
Here we are on, I don't even know how many days we've been doing this, but you know, I think a lot of us were led to believe that it would have been over by now, or the regime would have fallen by now, but it obviously hasn't. And we'll just continue on until, you know, the regime falls, I imagine.
The Iraqi militiamen drive white pickup trucks mounted with machine guns, cars that several U.S. informants inside Najaf claim were all bought with money from the UN Oil for Food program. Soldiers with Charlie Company of the 315th Infantry have nicknamed one Iraqi fighter Mortar Mickey in honor of his poorly aimed mortar rounds that begin to fall around the same time every afternoon. Major Mike Donovan is operations officer for the Battalion Armored Task Force 164. He believes if Saddam's forces lose their grip on power in key Shiite towns in central Iraq, like Najaf, it could severely weaken the regime's hold on Baghdad.
Explained to a local explained to us yesterday, Karbala, Najaf, and Hilla. If one of those cities falls, the road to Baghdad is wide open. And everybody, you know, he calls them the Tikrit monsters, all Saddam's tribe there. He says they know that. That's why they're fighting so hard to keep these towns.
But so far, no city has fully fallen into U.S. hands, and the Americans are reluctant to go into the cities. In order to avoid getting mired in urban combat and to minimize civilian casualties, the strategy seems to be to contain the populated areas, but avoid direct fighting inside the cities as much as possible. That strategy has led some of the local residents in Najaf, from this predominantly Shiite area, to wonder whether the U.S. will let them down once again. Najaf is one of several cities whose Shiite population rose up after the Gulf War, only to see their rebellion crushed by Saddam Hussein, while the U.S. did nothing to stop it. At a U.S. checkpoint, farmer Rabdul Hadedahi explains to a military translator he's taking his children and two female relatives from Najaf to a village away from the fighting.
He said, please don't withdraw. American troops stay here, please, and fight for our freedom. Now he left his wife, she's pregnant, in another house, and he takes his other families to go to the village to protect by villages from the Iraqi forces who's in the city, try to kill the kids, the families, everything.
The soldiers with Armored Task Force 164 are focused on the details of their current mission, but they're also eager to get word of what's happening elsewhere in Iraq and the world. Specialist Marty Hughes, a machine gunner with Charlie Company, sits mud-covered and tired inside a shallow foxhole, keeping watch. Hughes says he thinks the Iraqi people want the U.S. here, and he was disheartened to read in the military newspaper Stars and Stripes of continued anti-war protests in some cities back in the States.
Very frustrated. People don't understand the whole point of the war. They just think, ooh, war, bad. And then they get all upset, and they don't think about what's happening to these people over here, why we're here. Everybody keeps saying it's for the oil. Not to mention this has been about no oil. The only thing is trying to bring a bad regime down and just trying to end bad stuff, make people free.
At these checkpoints, it's often a challenge for U.S. forces to tell combatants from civilians. The Iraqi militiamen wear civilian clothes, drive civilian cars, and fire from civilian areas. Yesterday, what looked like a taxi cab at one checkpoint north of Najaf turned out to be a car bomber. 4 U.S. troops with the 3rd Infantry Division were killed. Now the 3rd Division has handed off security control of Najaf to elements of the 101st Airborne. The combat brigades of the 3rd Infantry Division will likely now turn their full attention to the Iraqi troops just some 60 miles to their north. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the 3rd Infantry Division's Armored Task Force 164 near Najaf, Iraq.